This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by Bex. Since 1937, Bex has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. We're on the phone here with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. Bill, what do we see going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
It's all about the heat today. The report, the widely anticipated WASDE report yesterday at 11 o'clock was very neutral, pretty vanilla. They didn't make any major changes in anything. I think people are looking at the biggie, which is the end of the month, comes out on the 28th of June, the last Friday in the month. That'll be quarterly stocks and acreage. But until then, this report was pretty much a non-event. As such, the market focus goes back to weather. The weather's pretty bullish for the, at least in the U.S., for the corn and beans and wheat, with hot, dry coming through the next week to 10 days. And the markets aren't up a lot, but up, you know, like 6, 7 in the corn, 14 up in the soys, and 2 to 3 higher in the beans. Also, you got issues elsewhere in China and Brazil with hot weather. So globally, of course, you know, South Russia, they've had issues with the dryness and the drought, dryness and the frost, which has reduced the winter wheat crop. So you got the weather issues around the world, but you're pushing the market higher today.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
At the close, July corn up 4 1/4 at 458.5. July soybeans up 12 1/4 at 1189.5. July soybean meal up 8.10 at 368.30. Soybean oil up 7 cents at 43.86. On the Merck, June live cattle up 1.17 at 184.82. August feeders down a dime at 257.47. July lean hogs down 92 cents at 92.77. And that's been a check of the closing markets here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.